Tom Fisher is here, and he's made a bourbon documentary and made us some bourbon oatmeal.
The bourbon oatmeal was where you were forgetting because you'd already been having too much bourbon oatmeal.
Dude, okay. I'm buzzed already.
This will put some hair on your chest.
Oh my gosh!
It leaves a trail of burning down the throat, but
I knew it was,
in a good way.
I knew it was Tom.
Yeah,
I'm just having.
Plus, it's got chocolate in there.
Oh my gosh!
Anytime you put chocolate and bourbon together, it's never a bad thing.
It's pretty tasty, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I realize, Peter, that oatmeal didn't have much flavor.
No, it doesn't.
And after returning from the Kentucky Bourbon Festival 2 years ago when we began filming bourbon documentary, I saw a bottle of bourbon there. This morning I made it with Buffalo Trace, who's...
Couldn't you come up with a better title than Bourbon Documentary? Well, I guess it gets the point across.
100 proof.
Gets the point across, right. Doesn't it?
I like that.
We tried a few other titles. We figured Bourbon Documentary really says it all. When we tell people we were doing a documentary on bourbon, it just sort of became... Bourbon Documentary, and it was just pretty easy to
it's simple
remember.
And to the point.
You know, I would get rid of that and just call it 100 proof.
Yeah,
that's a perfect title right there.
I like that.
100 proof. So tell us about the Bourbon Documentary, and I guess people will be able to see it at the Bourbon Festival. Is that right?
That's right. And thanks so much. This is the premiere of the film. World premiere of the film this week at a place called Cresso's on North 3rd Street in Bardstown, Kentucky. If you haven't been to the Kentucky Bourbon Festival before, it's going on all week long, starting today.
It's huge.
It's a big
deal.
People
in Kentucky love their bourbon.
They really do. And we love that about them. You know, that's why we say the slogan we're using is bringing a culture, a people, and a passion together with one sip. We went down there originally to cover a couple stories from my own podcast. I know you all have a podcast. I have a podcast called Tripodder.com. We went down there to cover a story, and we realized there was so much more to bourbon than just a couple stories. In fact, there are so many stories, we can't even fit them in the whole film. The people are so passionate about it, not just here in Kentucky, but all across the country and now even the world. People come to this festival from Japan, Germany, everywhere.
It's an art form.
It's amazing. Yeah, people come from all over the world. You say bringing a culture, a people, and a passion together with one sip. I'm sorry, bourbon is like Lay's potato chips. Nobody can have just one sip.
Oh, exactly.
You can't have just one sip.
They sip.
This is the first sip. That's right.
Yeah. And so the premiere is coming up on Thursday at 6 at Cresso's, and then at 6 and 8, and on Friday at 8.
Yeah, three opportunities, because there's a lot of different events happening in the festival. You give people three opportunities to come by and see it. It's free. It lasts about an hour. And if you can make it to Bardstown, even if you just come to see our film, we would love to have you come see our bourbon documentary.
Absolutely. Now, this was a labor of love for you, obviously.
Absolutely.
How did you discover bourbon? And how did you discover filmmaking? And how did you decide to put the two of them together?
One led to the other. Lots of bourbon led to movie making.
It could happen that way, Kelly.
I know.
I was actually working with the original Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
No way.
Dawn Wells.
That's awesome.
She's still hot.
She really is a gorgeous woman. We worked with her in Idaho, Driggs, Idaho, right across the border from Jackson, Wyoming, for a few summers. Worked with her getting a film festival started called Spudfest. And then I came back here. I'm actually from Indiana, right across.
Spudfest. I like that.
Right across the border. And I said, what can I do a documentary about around my general region? Because I'm part Kentuckian. That would be fun. And I found bourbon would be a great thing, because there are not that many documentaries about
it. Because your only other option
bourbon
was crystal meth. And,
yeah, that's not good. You shouldn't go there.
We're glad you settled on bourbon.
Yeah.
And it has been a labor of love, just not for myself, but for a few other people that are involved with me, Timothy Paul Taylor. I've got a local photographer here named Chris Baggs that's involved. And we have about 15 different artists who have written original music about bourbon whiskey and about the South, from all over Kentucky, from all over the South. In fact, if you all would like to hear some of that music,
I want to hear a bourbon song.
Yeah.
The way to hear the bourbon music is to log on to bourbondocumentary.com. If you log on to bourbondocumentary.com and you sign up for our newsletter, we'll send you... We're actually just sending the soundtrack to people for free. So it's a lot of fun songs,
cool,
like Burn the Barrel's name of one of them.
Perfect for a soundtrack for a party.
Oh yeah,
it is. It's and that's what we're all about. It's just making this whole thing a fun experience, but also, you know, telling people We're all about having fun, but we want to encourage responsible drinking, obviously.
So. All right. Very cool. Bourbon documentary. Tom Fisher is the filmmaker, and you can see it this week at the Bourbon Festival. You're going to have the premiere September 13th at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. and Friday, September 14th at 8 p.m. at Cresso's.
That's right.
114 North 3rd Street in Bardstown. Dude, thanks for being here.
Thank you all so much, and thanks for tasting some of my bourbon oatmeal. I hope everybody in Louisville starts making it.
It was yummy. Yeah, you can you can flavor to taste.
Yeah, the
recipe. Right. The recipe
Can we put it up on our website?
Yeah, I can give it to you. Yeah,
fantastic.
You can put it up your website. Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that. We'll put that up on our website a little later on this morning. 8:30, we'll be right back with the DJ Extra at 99.7 DJX.